The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Time for The Last Word on TV and streaming. Jo O'Shea and Elaine Burke are with us, but we're going to do a little different this Monday because it's coming up to the end of the first half of the year. So we thought we would look back on all of the best shows Jo and Elaine have recommended. And of course, we will have their picks of the week. And we are going to be talking about the return of The Bear too. But let's look back on some of the best series that you both picked out. I'll start with you, Elaine. What for you, in any way you want to talk about it, what stood out for you?
Yeah, I have to say in no particular order because it's hard to actually rank them, but I would start with one that I think a lot of people may have missed because they dismissed it. Mr. and Mrs. Smith on Prime Video, I found thoroughly enjoyable as a watch. Now, it's based on a dreadful movie that Brad and Angelina starred in like the early aughts. And I can see why that would turn people off, this concept being redone. But it's redone with Donald Glover and Maya Erskine in the lead roles. Donald Glover might be known through like Community and the fact that he's Childish Gambino, a musician as well. And Maya Erskine is this kind of like indie comedy kid, and she's doing this more dramatic action-based role. So kind of an unexpected turn from both of them, I think, as well. But it's so slick, it's so sexy, it's action-packed. The two of them have incredible chemistry. And then they have this incredible cast of characters as well. So you've got Ron Perlman, Sharon Horgan, Sarah Paulson is in an episode, Paul Dano recurs as a character, Parker Posey, absolutely scintillating on screen every time you see her, and no difference here. And it's that concept of like a married couple that are spies and they're navigating kind of typical married life aspects, but in this weird spy environment. So there's one episode where they've essentially kidnapped a guy, but it's nearly like they're babysitting someone's child and they're having a tiff about how they both would parent, essentially. And it's like just recontextualizing a marriage around this spy game stuff as well. It's so fun.
Yep, and we have a clip from it, and this is Donald Glover and Maya Erskine playing Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and here they attend their couple's therapy session with Sarah Paulson.
Jane.
Mm-hmm.
Your body language is saying a lot right now.
What's hard about this is that I think you perform a bit when you're around other men.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I think you were performing with them. You weren't even laughing like yourself.
Well, we were doing it. That's how I laugh.
No, I've never heard you laugh like that.
That's how I laugh when I think something's actually funny. That's my real laugh. What?
Actually funny. Did you hear that?
John, let's try to refrain from using cruel or absolute language while we're in here. Outside of here, you can do whatever you want. Not really, but you know.
I think it's something that he does when he's around men.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it has something to do with his dad or if it's something to do with
wow.
How he grew up.
Okay, listen, we have a therapist. We have a therapist here. Let her do her job, okay? You're being out of pocket, all right?
What does that even mean?
I think what John means by being out of pocket is that you are crossing a boundary.
Thank you.
That is Mr. and Mrs. Smith. What else did you like, Elaine, this year?
So I think we've had a year of Irish men on the big screen doing great, but there's Irish women doing incredible stuff on the small screen as well. Now, I'm not a Bridgerton fan, but great to see Nicola Coughlan taking the lead on that at the moment. But what I loved from the Irish ladies this year was Extraordinary Season 2 on Disney Plus and Renegade Nell starting out on Disney Plus as well. So we had in Renegade Nell, Louisa Harland showing that she's not just the kooky cousin in Derry Girls, that she can take on a leading role. That's like quite a character, this Renegade Nell. What I loved about this show was it's kind of like a family show. You could watch it with the whole family, except maybe very young children, because there's a little bit of violence in it.
Joe,
the twists and turns in it were just incredible. It was totally unpredictable.
Joe, bring Jo O'Shea in now. Joe, what stood out for you so far this year?
Well, my top show of the year so far, and I don't think any show is going to beat us in 2024. It was an absolute revelation, Shogun on Disney Plus. Shogun, people might remember, I was a kid, the early 1980s Richard Chamberlain version, the miniseries based on the best-selling novel by James Clavell. But Shogun that we got this year from Disney and from the showrunners, Rachel Kondo and Justin Marks, was unbelievable. It was mesmerizing TV. I mean, the story, you know, is about an Englishman who washes up in Japan, in, you know, in the sort of like great age of exploration. You think it might be about war and beheadings and samurai swords and all of that kind of stuff. It wasn't. It was an incredible study in Japanese culture and philosophy and how that, you know, the clash with Western ideals. It was brilliantly cerebral. It was everything you'd want in a prestige TV show. Shogun, if you haven't seen it, don't be put off by the historical or the war aspect, or it might seem a bit macho, or you know, looking at it from the outside. Everybody, I think, who appreciates good TV will appreciate Shogun.
And you also liked, and this one, I remember when you spoke about it and you talked about when True Detective came back, you had a lot of people that didn't like it, the idea of Jodie Foster in it.
Yeah, True Detective Night Country I thought was fantastic, but it really divided opinions. This is at the very start of the year, and I remember watching this because it was freezing cold January, you know, really bad, you know, dark at night. I was watching, and True Detective Night Country was based in perpetual darkness in Alaska, in this little town in Alaska. I think the reason it was a lot of very online bros didn't like it, and I think that's because there was two, for the first time with True Detective, two women in the two main roles. And Jodie Foster was just incredible, brilliant in it, as a very unlikable character in a lot of ways. And there's Callie Reese as well, which is incredible, you know, just newcomer, brilliant as well. I think True Detective Night Country, I think for me, was actually the best True Detective. And I think it really will reward if you go back and watch it again. It's incredible. It's eerie, it's strange, it's unsettling, it's just brilliant.
Let's have a listen to a bit of it.
Right, so Lyle Station's been operating for 18 years, researching Arctic geology, biology, and the impacts of climate change.
Ralph Emerson, geology. Anton Kotov, geophysics.
All men, huh?
Yep. Lee G, geobiology. Raymond Clark, paleomicrobiology. Lucas Marins, environmental chemistry. Facundo Molina and Veer Mehta, biophysics. And Anders Lund, founder director, structural biology.
You live here all year long, all alone, just like monks? What are they looking for, digging that ice up?
I think the origin of life.
Yeah, that thing.
That is True Detective Night Country. Joe, you also liked Masters of the Air, which I think we all did, really.
I think everybody did. And I was just thinking about this when I was putting the list together. I think Masters of the Air might be, we may never see a show like Masters of the Air, a drama like Masters of the Air again. It was a real kind of hark back to epic history-based TV drama, prestige TV drama. Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, this incredible cast. And one of the reasons why they had such an incredible cast, and by the way, Barry Keoghan, who's with his Bronx accent, one of the reasons they had an incredible cast was all these guys were signed to do it like 5, 6, 8 years ago when it was originally planned. But there was such a long period and COVID got in the way and there was all these problems getting to air that by the time it got to air, a lot of the guys in it, like Austin Butler and Callum Turner, had become stars in the meantime or had big emerging talents. So Masters of the Air delivered, you know, a brilliant, brilliant, the end of the trilogy, Band of Brothers, Pacific and Masters of the Air, delivered in every way you'd want.
That's,
I thought it was fantastic.
The best of the first half TV, but something coming back, Elaine, this week, which everyone seems to be, I haven't watched a single episode of it, but I feel I have to, and that is The Bear Season 3 is coming.
Yeah, you're missing out. And it is, like, it's something that you could get through quite quickly. Now, I hear the new season is going to have even shorter episodes, but they're not long episodes even in season 1 and season 2, and they're short enough runs of a season as well, and they are frenetically paced. You are set in these kitchen environments, you'll start saying things like hands and calling everyone cousin if you do start watching it, because that's just the lingo of the piece. But this new season, like, they start off as this sandwich shop in season 1, and like, they're far from that now. They're this high end, like that kind of Michelin star Nordic level cuisine that they're doing now. And they're all, these people are trying to bring out the best in each other, but probably in a very intense and angry way sometimes. So yeah, I expect it's going to be as frenetic, as stressful, but I can't wait.
Let's hear the trailer from season 3 of The Bear.
What if I wanted to open a restaurant? They're hard and they're brutal and they're specific, but I know how to do it.
This would be a different kind of restaurant.
What will we call this place?
What's this? So non-negotiables. That's how restaurants at the highest level operate.
Push boundaries.
Constantly evolve through creativity.
Vibrant collaboration. That's demented.
These are non-negotiables.
I can sense the sarcasm.
No, no, no. Not sarcasm. Snark. Contempt even.
It is a partnership agreement so that you can push me and I can push you.
It's a good thing, right?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Hands. These bowls are,
They're different sizes, Richie.
They're not, they're the same.
Can't see the difference in this?
Handmade. Look at it. Earthenware.
The vibe's weird.
Doors.
Doors. Refire.
It's not perfect, it doesn't go out.
No, 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 I hate this.
Richie, no surprise.
Yes, surprise.
Joe, will you be watching that all day on Thursday?
Yeah, I won't be watching it all day, but it is, it's fantastic TV. It is funny, there will be people who probably are planning to either do Saturday or Sunday where they will binge watch the whole thing. I couldn't do that because that to me is binging is, you know, on that is too much. You know, you got to space it out a bit.
I'll have to catch up from season one at some point over the summer. Let's get to your picks of the week. And this is very topical, Elaine, one you've taken, because of course we are only 10 days out from a UK election.
Yes, and possibly heading into one here as well. This is a Dispatches investigation going out on Channel 4 on the Thursday at 8 o'clock, and it's called Can AI Steal Your Vote? And essentially, they've conducted an experiment where for 2 weeks across 12 households, they served them up misinformation, essentially, deepfaked leader speeches, hyper-personalised social media that was tailored to skew them either Labour or Tory, and then they're going to hold a mock election and see what the results come out to be.
Joe, let's get your one.
Yeah, quickly, it's My Lady Jane on Prime Video. This is like somebody, guys looked at Bridgerton and said, what if we do a Bridgerton except in the Tudor era and make it more bonkers? So this is kind of based on a real character, Lady Jane Grey, famously Queen of England, Britain and Ireland, actually, for 9 days in the Tudor era. Instead of what happened in real life, they imagine that she actually survived. She wasn't beheaded and she went on to become the scheming queen. It looks like a lot of fun, very bawdy, raunchy. Rob Brydon's in it, Dominic Cooper. And also watch out for Cork actress Mairead Tyers. She's in it as well.
Okay, Joe and Elaine, thank you very much for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.